He never fails. Jesus never fails. They sung that song years ago. Heaven and earth will pass away, but Jesus never fails. They had sung another song that said, he never failed me yet. I don't sing that song because he's not going to fail me. How you know that? Because he's a man of his word. He do what he say. And guess what he don't do? That's right. He don't tell no lies. If he makes you a promise, he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Well, let me tell you something. God is real. And this is it, y'all. This is it. This is our last prayer call before we are going into shut-in. And at 6 a.m, we'll be at the church. We'll be at the church in prayer, calling on the name of the Lord. And it's going to be awesome. You that are coming from near and far, I look to see you at 6 a.m. for prayer. We're seeking the face of God. This is it. But we're going to pray this last prayer this evening. And again, I'm doing this because I understand how things operate and how things happen in the spirit. I know that we're going to spend this time, and you got 3 days. And for you that are wondering what to do, well, I can't watch TV. I'm not on social media. I'm not talking on the phone. What should I do? And the answer to that is you pray according to the scriptures. All this time you have, you need to be finding scriptures because you want to pray perfect prayers so that you can get responses. Does that make sense? You want to pray perfect prayers so that you can get perfect responses, answers, breakthroughs, turnaround, so you can see great manifestation of the supernatural. Do you understand? So I want you to hear this. So the only way you pray the perfect prayer is you pray according to the scriptures. Does that make sense? When you pray according to what's written, that's how you get results. So in this time of consecration, when you're trying to find things to do, think on your mind what you believe in God to do. Once you find out what you believe in God to do, connect the scripture to it. Look through the word. You got phone. You got Google. You got Yahoo. Find your scriptures and connect it to them so that you can pray according to the scriptures. If I need healing, I pray according to Psalm 103, who healeth all my diseases. I pray according to Isaiah 53. Amen. With his stripes, I'm healed. I pray according to 1 Peter 2, by whose stripes ye were healed. You understand? I find those scriptures. I stand on those scriptures. Just like when you're going to court and you are fighting a battle, or your lawyer is your representative. They find law. They have something in jail. The prisoners, one place that prisoners hang out is the law library. You know why? They go to the law library to find out their rights so they can file a motion. All right? Well, when you get in the word of God, it's your law library. It's your constitution. You are finding out what belongs to you. You are finding out what is being done to you illegally, what should not be happening, what you should not be dealing with, what you should not be fighting. Does that make sense? So that's the whole purpose of this. And I want you to get it. Get it by revelation. So we're going to go to the word of God. That's what you'll be doing this week. All these days while you have time to get in your Bible. Fall in love with the word. God told Martha, one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen it. Guess what that one thing was? Sitting at the feet of Jesus. Guess who Jesus is? The word. So she sat at the feet of Jesus. And that's what you do. You sit at his feet. And the one way you sit at his feet is not by just Indian style saying, Lord, I'm waiting. When you get in your word, you are sitting at the foot of Jesus. And you get some scriptures. Find those scriptures. Write them down. You got 3 days to pray, to tap in. Write, take time to do it. Bring you a pad to prayer. Bring you your computer, whatever you need to do to stay focused. But study it, get it together. And once you write it, then you start praying it. Quote it, declare it. Walk around with it if you have to. And then you pray by revelation. Praying by revelation is when the Holy Ghost gives you advanced knowledge concerning a situation. And you pray by revelation because you find out the mind of God concerning the situation. Because what you may want and what his will is different. So I need to pray according to his will. In that 1 John chapter 5, this is the Passion Translation Bible, but I'm just going to read it to you anyway. 1 John 5, 14 in the Passion Translation. It says, I'm excited. It says, since we have this confidence, we can also have great boldness before him, for we ask anything agreeable to his will, he hears us. Okay? So you pray according to the will of God. 1 John 5, 14. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You know not what you should pray as you ought. God is telling us, pray in tongues. You got 72 hours to pray in tongues. Build yourself up on your most holy faith. One thing the enemy tries to do to keep you from praying in tongues is make you doubt whether you have the Holy Ghost. Them tongues ain't real. You faking. You just saying what other folks say. Mad because you praying. Just mad. No, it got to be the devil because you're in intercession. Try to make you doubt what you receive. But praying the Holy Ghost. Get the mind of God. All right? Now, I'm telling you right now, you that are connected to KCC, and I'm doing this because we're finna pray, but you that are connected to KCC, you that are under the umbrella of this anointing, you that believe God has called you to be in this prayer thing, if you are operating in disobedience, you are under the power of Satan. He has you. And you're going to sit up here and try to declare and decree, but the enemy got you because you're in disobedience. I've given orders for those who are under this covering and under this anointing. It ain't for everybody, but if all you chose me as your pastor and your leader, if you're in disobedience, you're under the power of Satan. All right? So we're believing God because even though, I feel the anointing, even though we're going in prayer, we got to keep a spirit of prayer, an attitude of prayer, in intercession, all right? And we're going to believe God because we belong to God. And because we belong to him, this stuff that's happening shouldn't happen to you because you have diplomatic immunity. And when you have diplomatic immunity, it gives you the governance of the nation. That nation can't do nothing to you. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We have diplomatic immunity. We are immune from disease, distress, cancer, sickness. It doesn't belong to us. It's been given to us. But we got to contend for the faith. That's Jude. What does that mean? You got to know your rights. If you don't know your rights, you can't fight. You have to know your rights to be able to fight the battle. So God told us in prayer in Matthew 6, he said, pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What does that mean? Pray the will of God. Pray God's will in every situation. Pray the rule of God. Thy kingdom come. I want the dominion of God in this situation. I need the rule of God in this situation. I need God's rule in my house. I need God's rule in my home. I need God's rule at my job. I want God to rule KCC, Charlotte, Houston, Jacksonville, and around the world. I need the rule of God in my mind, in my body. And to make that happen, you must pray consistently. Jesus lived a life of prayer. Things only happen when you pray. Nothing is going to happen until you pray. Teaching is great, but you got to pray. Shouting is great, But you got to pray. The kingdom of God is made manifest, not through dancing, but through prayer. It's not how long you pray, but it's how consistent you pray. Does that make sense? Praying in the morning, praying in the afternoon, praying in the evening, but keep talking to the Father. Keep communicating with him. Keep building yourself up in the Holy Ghost, because you need triumph in your life. But if there's going to be victory, you got to pray. God will give you divine intelligence. He'll give you secrets about yourself and about your enemies. But it comes through you cultivating a life of prayer. Are you listening to me? That's why God got us going into prayer. I'm telling you, I am so excited about what is getting ready to happen this week. And then we're getting ready to pray. But I've asked you to consecrate yourself. We're wearing black all week. Amen. Start now. Somebody say, when I'm supposed to start wearing it? Nah. Wearing black for the rest of this week until Saturday. You can wear your pants, women. I didn't say nothing about your pants. But if you're coming to prayer, I want your heads covered. All right? No makeup. No nail polish. I'm not making you take it off. But if it's on there, you know, don't get it done. Okay? Eyelashes. If it's on there, I'm telling you, that's fine. But no makeup, all that stuff, just don't get nothing done. You should have already done your shopping for this week. We are consecrating before God. You're not in Charlotte, that's fine. Do it at home. It's my understanding Pastor Richardson is going to open up the Jacksonville church on Friday. For you that want to shut in at the church on Friday, reach out to Pastor Richardson. You can go to the church. And y'all will be praying all night there in Houston. But we are calling on the name of the Lord. And God is going to use us. The Holy Ghost is going to use you on this phone as a tool to bring deliverance to your family, to bring deliverance at your job, to bring deliverance to this country and to this nation. And we're decreeing that. Hey, halabashanda, in the name of Jesus. The first thing I want us to pray against is death. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 21. Jeremiah chapter 9. Jeremiah chapter 9. Look at what it says in verse 21. We're going to pray this prayer. But it says, for death is come up into our windows and is entered into our palaces to cut off the children from without and the young man from the streets. We are praying in the name of Jesus that the spirit of death be vanquished. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, spirit of death, we rebuke you. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Spirit of death, be vanquished. Spirit of death, be removed. Spirit of death, be rebuked in our doors, in our dwelling windows, even in our streets. We declare in the name of Jesus that our children will not fall by the sword. We will not lose our sons. We will not lose our daughters. We bind death. We declare in the name of Jesus that our children will not be cut off. I rebuke death over my life, premature death over my family, over my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife. Death be rebuked. Death be rebuked within and without. Death be rebuked. I cancel death. I rebuke death. I declare that death is rebuked. It has no place in my home. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I command life. I command life. I command life. I reject death. I rebuke death. I dismantle death over my mother, over my father, over my sister, over my brother, over my grandmothers, grandfathers. I rebuke death. I command them to live according to Psalm 91. With long life, you will satisfy them. I command long life. I rebuke death in my life. I rebuke death concerning anyone in KCC, Charlotte, Houston, Jacksonville, at home and abroad. I command death to be rebuked. Death is not our portion. I bind premature funerals. I bind premature obituaries. I rebuke death amongst the praise team. Death amongst the ministerial board. Death in the choir. Death in the sanctuary. Death in the children's church. I rebuke death and declare that our sons will not be cut off. our daughters will not be cut off. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and declare that you will live as long as you want. I will live all the days of my life. I will live healthy. I will live strong. I will live wealthy. I'll live vibrant. I will not be crippled. I will not be bent over. But I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Death, the Lord rebuke you. Death, the Lord rebuke you. Death, the Lobo, Kosha. Hey, Mikano. Hey, Mikalaba. Hey, Mata. Haya, Haloboho. Ikababe Bianza. Hilalamanda Lobohosha. Lebe. Lebe. Lebe Oshaka. Lemandolo Kota. Ribiki Kankalama Akian Kanuna. Vendelesa. Zalulivi and Deleclesa. Lantunini Andorobokosha. Death is rebuke. Death is rebuke. Death is rebuke in the name of Jesus. Urabashanda. Ilamanda la bakaya. Iloboko sande. Ilandili biki tarabasha. Jende be. Mikanini anzolo koya. O boko shalama. Andele be sikala lamaya. Inanamandele be balaba. Mikalamando lokosa. I feel God's presence. Shita lama mamanda la basaya. Ilalala le bando lokoya. Revelation chapter 10. Revelation chapter 10. One of my favorite scriptures. Revelation chapter 10. Look at what it says. Revelation 10, verse 1 and 2. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, his feet as pillars of fire. He had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth. Verse 6, and swear by him that liveth forever, who created heaven and the things therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. I believe if you read it in the NIV, verse 6 declares, hallelujah, there will be no more delay. Hey! We are declaring that right now. We are declaring no more delay. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, no more delays. No more delays. Now, now, lift your hand. Mukusha. Hey, mele balele babansa. Father, in the name of Jesus, I remove every delay. I break every delay. I break frustration. I break every delay over my manifestation. I remove every delay concerning my promise, concerning my children, concerning my family, my husband, my wife, my business, and my investment. I break delay. I break delay. I cancel delay. I command every delay to break. I break every cycle of delay. I break it. Open your mouth and be aggressive. Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Every prophecy, every promise, let every yoke be broken. And let nothing be delayed. Let nothing be held up. Let nothing be held back. Every prophecy concerning my life, every miracle, every breakthrough, every finance, every healing concerning my life, I come, Shabba, I decree no more delays. No more delays when it comes to the word of the Lord. No more delays when it comes according to prophecy. I'm decreeing that in the next 30 days, there will be no more delays. I decree and I declare no more delays. It is not the cute that take it by force. It is not the gentle that take it by force, but it is the violent. Declare no more delays in this house. No more delays in my life. No more delays in the life of my children. No more delays in the life of my family. No more delays in the life of my pastor, my church, at home and abroad. Hey, 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 my car, every stronghold of delay sent against my life, against my bloodline, against my family, be it broken, be it destroyed, be it dismantled. Hey, 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 Mokosha, la mamama, shankelebe, lebandolobosa, ile lebandolokotaya, mambie sikalolomo, mukuninianda, mukuninianda, mukuninianda robosha, aba, Ababa Shatia. Yembebebebe Kosaya. I break delay. I cancel delay. I destroy delay. I command delay to receive fire, 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 fire in the name of Jesus. Kotobo Shande Ikandidiosa. Ele mandolo kola la la bayaya. Yamanini mien vele de clintolo mokukasia. Oba shandala bakaya. O la basike le mandolo kota. Mitandala makia. Inonomoko sai. Inene meki andala ba. Hey! Mukusha. Le ba 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 soko la la manda. Hey! Mendeleki kalaba satole le mandia. I feel God's presence. I'm getting stirred up because I know that we're on the brink of something, and something powerful is about to happen in your life. You are praying one more prayer. We are praying. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Hola basha. Ele ma soko la la manda. Ye mandoloko taya. Mikande le belele andala basia. We are praying. Hola na masa. Psalm, what's that? Psalm 68. Psalm 68. Psalm 68, verse 1. Psalm 68, verse 1. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. We're asking God to arise. Leba shakalamanda. We're asking God to arise. We're asking God to arise. We're asking God to arise. Taya lukosha. Lebanda lebasia. Inolomokotaya. Lebandiliki kankalamahaya. Hey! Mikosha, feel God's presence. Ilabasha. Holy Ghost, arise. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Arise. Arise in my home. Arise in my job. Arise in my church. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. And ask God to arise. Let God arise. Let God arise in America. Let God arise in Ukraine. Let God arise in Russia. Let God arise in my home, in my family, in my mind, in my body. During this consecration, God arise in my appetite, arise in my thoughts, arise in my desires and passions, dreams and goals. God arise. Sit on the throne of my life. Sit on the throne of my heart. Take rulership. Arise. Arise to your rest and be blessed by our praise. God arise. Holy Ghost arise. Sweet Spirit arise in the name of Jesus. Orabashande. Mandololobo sike. Last prayer. Last prayer. We're believing God that every barrier standing between you and your breakthrough be removed. In the name of Jesus. Hey! I said every barrier standing between you and your breakthrough, we are commanding those things to be removed right now in the name of Jesus. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every barrier stopping me from walking in my miracle. Today, as I lift my voice and pray, I command every barrier be removed now, now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, when the children of God begin to shout, Jericho's wall fell. God, by divine authority, I command every wall to fall. I command every barrier. I command every roadblock. I command every barricade. I command every army, every garrison, every demonic wall standing between me and my miracle. I release an atomic bomb and I command that wall to be removed. I obtain in my hand weapons of mass destruction and I command that wall come down now, come down now. I send a super intercontinental ballistic missile against every barrier, against every wall, against every garrison, against every opposition. I command every opposition be broken. I command every resistance be broken. Every barrier come down. Every wall fall. Every wall fall. Every wall fall. I command every barrier be removed that hinders my child, that hinders my husband, that hinders my wife, that's hindering my breakthrough, my miracle, my advancement, my progression, my promotion. May that barrier be removed. Every barrier standing between me and my next level, standing between me and my promotion, standing between me and the prosperity of my family, the prosperity of my church, the prosperity, of my children. In the name of Jesus, I command that barrier be removed. Every barrier hindering the growth of KCC Charlotte, Jacksonville, Houston, every barrier be removed. I remove every barrier. Hey, 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 every human barrier, every witchcraft barrier, every sin barrier, every occasion, whatever the enemy is using to hold up my progression, I overturn it. I command it to be arrested. Every legality that's hindering my next level, I arrest it. And I command every barrier be removed, be removed, be removed, be removed in the name of Jesus. Kobosha, it is the kingdom of God that suffereth violence, and it's the violent that take it by force. I'm charged up. Hey! Hey, I'm being charged up. I said I'm charged up. Andilioba. No, no more kosa. No, 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 no more kikan kalabashadi andilidebe. We are fasting this week. This is Holy Week. God's doing something. A man, woman, boy, girl, let's consecrate ourselves this week. No TV, no social media. Talking on the phone is limited. Phone is on do not disturb. Hey, Mika, le bande le be koda la bazia. Handolo bo sata. Hey, basha. Mande be komanda la kazaya. Ila la bandolo bo ho. Mukushe le banda. Anini asike. Hey, hey. Hey, hey, Shata. Hey, Miko. Hey, Matala Baba Shah. We believe in God for the miraculous. There shall be breakthroughs. There shall be turnarounds. There shall be changes. Whoever you are, you still got time. What you got time to do? Make it to Charlotte. Get to Charlotte. Amen. We're praying. We're shut in with the Lord for 3 days, calling on God, locked in the church. Of course, you can leave for work. You can leave the whatever you got to do, but we'll be in the church praying, seeking God. We're calling on the name of the Jesus, calling on the name of the Lord. You in Jacksonville, you in Houston, you're doing the same thing. Church may not be open, but you're doing it at home, giving yourself the consecration, consecrating yourself, giving yourself to the Lord. Amen. We're wearing black this week. You know the restrictions. Let's be faithful. Let's be committed. Let's be dedicated after 6 o'clock, which is already. You're not able to eat anymore. Amen. You're done eating for the day. Amen. You can eat again at 6 a.m. tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I pray that most of you be in Charlotte by then so we can go and pray together. And the sound of intercession will be in the sanctuary. Hi-ya! Oh, I'm so ready for this next level. 6 a.m. tomorrow, we're starting our fast with the seed. Whatever amount God gives you, you start it. I actually want you to sow it into the church. God told me to have you to sow it into the church. That's $ Kingdom City Culture. If you're here in Charlotte at 6 a.m., you'll just bring your seed to the altar. Amen. But make sure it's a seed. While you're going into this fast, whatever it is, you start with the seed. And again, 6 a.m. prayer. If you're in Charlotte, lay it at the altar. If you're home at 6 a.m., start prayer. We won't be on the call. We'll be at the church, but it'll be streaming. You'll be able to turn on your YouTube and look at it. We'll be streaming at 6 a.m. prayer. Call in the Okoshanda. Handi the Osea. Hobia Shala Bahaya. Thank you for somebody hungry. It'll be called the Oshande. Ebi o si kalabayaya Landelele bebe bi alabahantala mahokosha. We'll be kiankele mandiosa. We'll be calling on Jesus at 6 a.m. All right? So lay your seat at the altar. Give it at Cash App. $KingdomCityCulture. $KingdomCityCulture. Or you can sow that seed to KCC by check on the website. Whatever you have to do. But let's sow our seed in faith. And let's believe God for a miracle. I look forward to praying for the next couple of days. Amen. When you get there, write down some things you have before the Lord. Told you, call your family. Bring those prayer requests. Lay them at the altar. And let's believe God for the miraculous. I want to challenge. 200 of you right now on this call with me to sow a seed of $20. I want to challenge 200 of you to sow a seed of $20. And I want to challenge 5 of you to sow a seed of $200. Don't hesitate. Don't look around. Don't be wondering, is he talking about me? Yeah, you. I'm daring you to sow that at $PBCJR. That's $PBCJR right now. Sow that $20 seed. Amen. $20 seed at $PBCJR. But in the morning, you'll be sowing at $KingdomCityCulture. That's in the morning at 6 a.m. But you that are on this call right now, sow that seed at $PBCJR. Sow that seed, and 5 of you are giving $200. Amen. We're trusting God for the miraculous. We're sowing a seed at the beginning on 6 a.m., and then we'll be sowing another seed at 7 p.m. on Friday. All services are streamed, 6 a.m., 12 p.m., 7 p.m. They'll be streamed for about 2 hours. And then we'll be going, getting off and getting into prayer. I love you so much. I'm so excited about your future. Excited about where God's taking us. You are blessed. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. And the devil is going to wish he never bothered you. Because you're coming out of this more powerful than you ever been in your life. I'm excited about it. You are blessed. I love you. More grace. Okobo shakalaba, iri andalaba ko la 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 basia.